Well, well, well. MWO Podcast. It's a pleasure having me, I'm sure. A podcast for the people. Well, the people have been bringing up Hot Rod Guy, and Hot Rod Guy is not happy about it. Starting with the flea, Aaron Ortiz. You think you're some big shot? Bring in my name. It's Rey Mysterio. It's not Rey Mysterio. It's you, Ortiz, and I know it, and I'm coming for you. And then who do we got next? Hey, 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 I'm Sunil. Look at me. Well, guess what, Sunil? Up yours. And then we have my boy, Mr. Husvar. Comes to my house, breaks my shower, eats all my food, just a complete mess. You also are on my list. Billy, Jake, you're cool. Enjoy the show.
This podcast has been paid for by the Major World Order.
Major World Order.
Figs for life.
Hello and welcome to another new episode of the Major World Order Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Billy Walter Peck. I am the Jim Johnston of the Turmoil brand. I'm a former broski of the week. I am smiling and profiling.
Well, before you get into the next thing you're about to say, let me do this real quick. Crack open the TBR so I have the moment.
That's right. I am a ring announcer for Omaha, Nebraska's longest running wrestling promotion, PWP Live. Oh, and with me is
your substitute host, Grandma Hussy.
Oh, no.
AKA the Major Mark Granny, AKA Handsome Granny, AKA Heartbreak Granny, collector. Of all, hey, shut your mouth. Collector of all things movies, TV, gaming, pop culture, especially the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast merch and Golden Girls merch. I'm also a support. Hush. I'm also a supporter of the all ego Ethan Page and the very nice, very evil Danhausen. We also have the world's biggest asshole with us.
Woo! Oh my god. I gotta take a swig. Hold on.
With the tear in my eye.
With the tear in my eye. Oh, that was fucking beautiful.
Oh my god.
The big Jake Boski, the Sean Kemp of wrestling figure collecting, the Major Mad Hatter, the man who got the MWO YouTube channel over 100 subscribers so we can get Grandma Hussy on this week. Jake, don't call me Bray Wyatt. Welcome to the Major World Order Podcast, where it's just too sweet.
You're not a very nice fellow.
Oh, my God.
Shut up, bitch.
Hey.
You know what? I'm going to... We put up a little tease last week. We did a full episode of just the three of us, and we made it a Q&A session, but we started off the episode talking about a lot of the different things we've had going on. We talked a lot about our YouTube channel, a lot of content that's coming that way, and a future Patreon. And one of the things that was mentioned was if we get to 100 subscribers on the Major World Order YouTube channel, I think Jake was the one that was like, yeah, we'll let, you know, Grandma Hussy do the whole episode. And then Andrew said,
agreed to it.
Yeah, I'll do that. Well, then it was posted in the Patreon group, the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast Patreon group, that we only needed a few more. And it happened.
Did, and thank you guys so much. And prior to this episode, this only happened about 20 minutes, but yeah. Andrew messaged me in our MWO group chat. And what did you say? What did Husvar say?
He said to fuck off. That's my right, grandson right. is very upset with you.
That's right. So I then screenshotted the YouTube channel that showed we had 100 subscribers, and I said, fuck you, Grandma Hussy, do my fucking show.
Yes, this is why I'm very mad at you. Why did you say that to an old woman?
Well, you know, because it's what I do. So anyway, we also have decided that Grandma Hussey is going to take the reins on this episode and ask our special guest all the questions that we normally do. So is there any good housekeeping or anything else we need to go over?
Yes, there is. To quote Lance Storm for a moment, if I could be serious for a minute.
Yes.
Jordan Notton, definitely not Norton, which I'm pretty sure is what I've referred to him as before. This weekend after the this episode drops, we're talking Labor Day weekend. He is doing a 24-hour live stream where he's playing video games, and he will have a donation link up, and it is all going to Joe Ryan. So here is his write-up. Do properly promote it. In July of this year, a beloved member of the wrestling figure community sadly lost his battle with cancer. Joe Ryan, aka Joe Rhino, was a brave and humble human being who inspired many with his positivity before his passing. Joe versus cancer. Challenge accepted. The fundraiser, originally intended to cover Joe's medical bills, now continues as a way of supporting his wife Mia and son Ben. This 24-hour gaming live stream will be dedicated to remembering Joe and raising money for his fundraiser. Celebrating Joe's love of professional wrestling, the games in play will focus on the world of sports entertainment. Join Jordan live on Twitch. Check out the fundraiser and help raise money in Joe's memory. Starting September 5th through September 6th, or also September 6th. This is where it's a little weird because of the huge time zone difference. But if you go to twitch.tv/JordanJabroni, that's where you'll find it. I will also post a link in our episode description. So September 5th, 6th, depending on, you know, if you're in the US or the UK, will determine exactly what time, it is. Also, you can follow him on Twitter and, Instagram, I believe with the same handles at Jordan Jabroni. He'll be posting about it there. So, we definitely are down with promoting things that especially take place within our, you know, community. Happy to still see people doing fun things in Joe's honor. Definitely. And also, a quick commercial will play now.
Have you ever realized how long it's been since you've had a good night's sleep? Do you toss and turn at night, wondering what's missing? What is that hole in my life? Well, I have the answer for you. And it's not a mattress in a box. It's the Major Merch Book, coming soon. Scratch that major itch.
That was a commercial for the Major Book, the Major Pod Merch Book, to be more specific, being put together by Eamon Merrigan and Justin Walsh. So keep your eyes peeled
for that.
More of that.
It's nice to have a little guideline to kind of go over and see what I have and what I'm missing. And
The first 3 years.
Yeah. I know there's a lot that I'm missing, but I'm not a completist on everything, but there are some things that I do need a complete, you know, collection of, like especially the cards. I know you guys know, I'm going to put it in weekly purchases this week. I purchased all of the Major Wrestling Figure podcast cards that I was missing from Russell Lopresti. So huge shout out to him. Thank you for the hookup on that. I'm actually still missing. I need to get the Jeremy Padour card. I didn't realize I didn't have that one. The
good
autograph
luck.
One.
Good luck.
Yes. So I'm going to have to search for that one. But other than that, and I need the Live 9 card too. But I think my good friend, Mr. Andrew Husfar, may have got it.
I don't know if he's willing to give it to you now after putting me on today. So I don't know. We'll see. Okay. Maybe I can sweet talk him.
All right, Grandma Hussey. Well, if you can do that for me, I'd appreciate it.
I'll see what I can do, but I don't like you very much, so
we'll see. I understand.
All right, let's bring our guest on, who's so patiently been waiting.
Yes.
He is a host of his own podcast/YouTube channel, The Toy Posse. We'll get into learning a whole lot more about that and this very fun individual, but he is known as Brandon Asia Haworth. Welcome to the show.
Hey guys, how's it going?
What's up, man? Welcome.
You forgot to say he was a lovely young man.
The Yao Ming of wrestling figure collecting.
Oh my God. Is that a Raiden hat?
Yeah.
When you put it on, can you produce lightning?
I wish.
Damn
That's
it.
Badass, man.
I don't like that game very much. There's just blood everywhere.
Hard coffee. Oh, you don't like the blood, Grandma Hussey? Sorry about your damn luck.
Now, Brandon, I want to ask you something right out of the gate. I do have to think about the guest, and this is guest. I lost the word that I'm looking at. Looking for, but basically, Brandon, this is an episode about you.
Yeah, baby.
Would you feel cheated if Grandma Hussey hosted the show the whole time?
No, I don't care.
Or do you want to take this seriously?
I don't take myself seriously at all.
All right. Well, you almost had an out, but Brandon said, "Keep it going, Grandma." I feel bad now, baby.
I feel bad, but we can't rip off the fans. You know, this is what they want.
I'm glad I got my nap in for today because I'm getting a little tired, but we'll see what we can do.
Did you catch Grandma Hussey real quick? Did you catch the latest rerun of Murder, She Wrote?
Of course. I never miss an episode.
Just making sure.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Well, Brandon,
all right, we'll go. Grandma Hussey will go as long as Grandma Hussey's voice can take it.
Yeah. And then if she has to tap out, we can all tag in. Just give me the tag and I'll tag in for Grandma Hussey.
I'm a tough old bird. I got this. Don't worry.
Oh, my God. I love this.
So I'm going to put this whole section on YouTube for a little continuation of the teases coming up for future full episodes. But for now, that's it.
What does that mean?
What is this YouTube? It's a generational thing, Grandma.
Okay.
It's a moving picture. I'm still learning.
Oh, the big pictures. Okay.
Remember, they used to be called moving pictures, and then they became talkies back in your day.
Talkies? Yes. I know.
Have you ever been to the speakeasy?
Back in my day, we used to go to the speakeasy. That's another story.
Oh, no. We don't need those kind of stories from Grandma Hussey. Right.
You're too young to hear. Your young ears can't handle that. Oh, so Brandon, excuse me. So my grandson loves wrestling. I watch it from time to time, and you know he loves it, so I watch it with him. What got you into wrestling? I'm curious.
Well, unlike you, Grandma Hussey, we weren't there with Luthez and the Strangler, but I knew, like, when I was growing up, I was, like, peripherally a wrestling fan. Like, I knew Hogan was Macho Warrior. And I didn't really get into it until my cousins got into it in the Attitude Era. So, like right around WrestleMania 14, going into SummerSlam with when they Highway to Hell.
Yeah.
So I remember distinctly the first... I saw one of those Saturday, like when they would do the recaps and everything, and my cousins were watching it. So I sat down and watched it, and it was just Austin and Taker having the team up against the Nation of Domination, and then they're just handing out stunners and choke slams. I was like, I love this, and I've just been hooked ever since. But that kind of got me in, and then ever since then, I've just been going full force. Like, I've taken breaks from watching it, but I've always kind of kept up with it.
Absolutely. Andre the Giant was one of my favorites when I used to watch. So who were some of your favorites growing up?
Obviously Austin, you know, The Rock, all of DX, and Undertaker, Shawn Michaels, So basically just the normals that you think of. I loved Bob Holly and Crash when they were doing the super heavyweights. Like when he was like trying to call out the Big Show. He's like, you tell him super heavyweights looking for him.
I don't like that Austin fellow with his flipping the bird all the time and saying, you know, obscenities everywhere. My grandson likes him, but I don't care for him.
Grandma Hussie, I imagine you being that old lady that's yelling at Hogan while he's Hollywood Hogan, just like on some random Nitro. She's like in the front row yelling at him, trying to take swings at him.
He's just blowing cigar smoke in her face.
Yeah.
I was not happy when he turned into a bad guy. He was my hero, and he ruined it. So my grandson likes this. How do you say major podcast wrestling figures show? I don't know what it's called exactly, but how did you first get into it?
I think I said pretty much since day one. I've been following Matt, formerly known as Zack Ryder, on Twitter for a few years now, ever since I realized he loved Ghostbusters and like collected Funko Pops. And then like, oh, we're gonna do, like, he started hyping it up, and I was like, oh, this is awesome, like I want to start listening to that. And it was right around the time I started doing me and a couple of my friends started doing the Toy Posse YouTube channel. So I was like, oh, this is perfect, this will be cool to see how they're doing it. And ever since then, I've just been hooked. And like at that time, I really didn't, like, I was a wrestling fan, but I never collected wrestling merch. I only collected like the shirts every once in a while. But then now I'm just like all over. I have like a pile of figures that still have to get put up. I have like the shelf here of like Golden Age Funko Pops, and then I have like the Major Pod and Attitude Era stuff behind me.
That's quite a collection of dolls. My grandson collects them, but I don't get the whole appeal with them. I mean, I you know, I collect my Hummels. I guess it's kind of similar to, you know.
Oh, no, not the Hummels.
What is a Hummel?
Look them up, Google.
They're little sculptures, like little porcelain dolls, you know. The little boy, you know, holding a bear, you know. You ever seen those? Your grandma doesn't have those?
They look like Chucky before he turned evil, like the good guy doll.
Okay.
My word.
My word.
My word.
My word.
Dude, my face hurts from it. Like,
oh my.
Oh my. So my grandson. Excuse me. It's too many cigarettes back in my day.
Are you a mental only?
In Virginia Slims. I used to Virginia Slims Camels back in the day.
Oh my gosh, she used to smoke Lucky Strikes unfiltered.
Hey man, I was on those back in the day for real.
Oh my god, those will wreck your lungs.
Yeah, oh, I know it.
So my grandson tells me about these fellows, Zack Ryder and Kurt Hawkins, yes. Kurt Hawkins, yes, sorry. My mind is going nowadays.
Oh my god.
He swears by them every day. There's some dashing fellows, I guess, but how, dude, so
this is
how,
fucking great.
So how did you first get to watching them? What was your first introduction to them? They seem like some nice boys.
The first, like, I really didn't pay attention to them when they were the Major Brothers. But I really got, like, when they were the Edgeheads, I was like, oh, these POSs, like,
right.
Oh my god, no, that needs to be a t-shirt. Grandma Hussie gets moist from Kurt.
Squatch your mouth. Squatch your mouth. I'm an old woman.
That's why I said moist.
The only moist thing should be the cakes I make for my grandson, okay?
Oh, god. Oh no, Grandma Hussie.
Watch your mouth.
Hey, Mrs. Hussie, Mrs. Grandma Hussie, I just want to let you know, you're doing too good of a job. Our fan base is gonna love this so much. They're gonna want you here every week. Like, this is. Oh,
I don't know if my old body can take it anymore, but we'll see what we can do.
Oh man.
Oh god, I love this. But so, yeah, I never really, like, and then like when Broski started doing the woo 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 stuff, and Like, I was like, oh, this is cool. Like, I love to hate him when he was the one-legged tights guy just because it's like, what are you doing? Like, one-legged tights, like, that looks ridiculous.
Right.
And, but then, like, Hawkins, I kind of really didn't pay attention to until he started doing his indie stuff because then they let him do shit.
Right.
And I was like, oh, now he's, like, he can show what he can do. And then once they came back together, started doing the podcast, and I was like, oh, this is pretty sweet. Like, when he came back to WWE, I was like, oh, that's awesome. Like, hopefully they'll do something together. But, you know, WWE, like, you never know.
Yeah, I mean... And honestly, they should have done so much more with them. I mean, we all know that.
Oh yeah.
I'm just happy at least we got a tag team championship win at WrestleMania. That was pretty awesome. And
it was a great payoff.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, it could have been better. They could have definitely done way more with that. But you know, and I understand there's so much talent. You can only do so much with so many. You gotta spread the love a little bit and give the guys who deserve it a chance. And, you know, it is what it is, but at least we got that WrestleMania.
It makes sense though for their careers that it happened because they went to talk to Vince about something about the Andre the Giant Memorial.
Yep.
Battle Royal. And then it was like, oh, then it turned into something else. Cause I feel like that's how they've kind of, especially Matt, like kind of really did his thing. But just like Brian said, like, I think putting that label, he's a good hand, was kind of the kiss of death on like getting a push.
Right.
Yeah.
Like beyond like a mid card. Like I would like to see Kurt and Zach fight over the IC title. Like eventually, they're the tag team titles, and then one of them wins it, and then the whole Edge and Christian thing. One's jealous, and it's like,
right,
you know.
Yeah, and that feud. Yeah. I mean, and it just go on forever. That would have been awesome. You know, I mean, we would have loved that. You know, especially being in this. I mean, it's awesome, right? And we're kind of in a sense getting that. Through Impact, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
With them, you know, but it's just so cool to be a part of this community and to kind of see the insides of things and then get to see the outsides. Like that's what I love about this. And then obviously, you know, the community as well, being a whole part of all of this is just, it's absolutely amazing. So it's cool that you kind of get to have that on both sides.
Yeah.
So I watched the Z True Long Island Story, and it was nothing like E True Long Island Story. Can you explain this to me a little bit? I'm confused.
How do you even explain Z True Long Island Story? Just a story about a man trying to get over.
Okay, there's nothing trying wrong to
get
with
his. It's a man trying to get his fair shake.
Yeah.
What's even he though shaking? People are
just trying to.
Oh God.
We'll leave that for the paywall behind the paywall.
Yeah. Well. Okay. Princess Leia was doing a lot of the shaking. Oh. Are you aware of who Princess Leia is, Grandma Hussey?
Yes, I watched those in the theaters back in 79. I enjoyed them. They're a little too confusing for me at the time, but I enjoyed them.
Okie dokie.
Brandon, my grandson, he collects these wrestling dolls, but he collects a lot of other wrestling, non-wrestling toys. Sorry, I get confused sometimes. He collects a lot of other stuff. What are some other things that you collect? I'm just trying to compare, you know, what all these youngins are collecting nowadays.
I collect comic books, DC, Marvel action figures, a lot of Batman like Jake. I'm pretty jealous of his collection with the Batmobiles. I'm trying to slowly piece some together. Simpsons stuff, some Funko, a lot of Ghostbusters, occasionally Star Wars, but mainly like if it's like Return of the Jedi, Luke, any droids or bounty hunters.
Very cool.
Or Dash Rocker.
That's a neat way to go about the collecting. Yeah.
Now, for those of you who don't know, I just recorded with Brandon on the Toy Posse. This has been probably, I don't know, a year in the making?
Probably. It's probably like 3 or 4 months, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, I know, I think we talked a long time ago. Yeah, but anyway, we finally got that done. We were able to luckily kind of work both of these out today, so we both had to pull double duty. But it was really cool being on there. It's such a cool episode, and not my personal episode. I mean, mine was cool, but you know, just your show is just very, very interesting. You know, I have watched quite a few of those, and I'm definitely excited to
Did you watch my grandson's episode?
I did. He was very handsome. You have a striking, handsome grandson. I mean,
do we have the same definition of handsome? Did you look up the dictionary term of that?
What are you saying?
Nothing, Grandma Hussey.
But anyway, Brandon and I, we talked a little bit. I kind of mentioned that I'm a gearhead a little bit, and I'm into cars big time. So we talked about Batmobiles a lot and all that. So and he asked me quite a few interesting questions that got me kind of thinking about some things. So I do want to talk to Brandon a little bit. I don't know if you have any of these or not, but do you have any of those Eagle Moss cars, like the X01 or anything like that?
Oh no, I wish. I just don't have the patience or the time to be able to put them together. Okay. I was like, oh, I want the X01 so bad.
Oh man, that's pretty awesome. And then of course the DeLorean from Back to the Future. I mean, I need to get, now I'm not sure. I think they just have the one, like from Back to the Future 1, but it would be pretty cool if they did make, you know, 2 and 3. And technically, there would be a fourth one, too, because you need, in Back to the Future Part 3, you need the one with the 50 Styles wheels, and then you need the one with the rail car wheels. So,
I'm pretty sure they'll probably, for 50 bucks, you get the Mr. Fusion, you get all the tires, you get the hover conversion.
Yeah.
Which, you got to do the train. Like that. They gotta do the train with the hover train.
Oh my god, yes, that would be so sick. Oh yeah, because actually, Grandma Hussey, I do have to talk about your grandson from when he was so kind. Actually, purchased all of the NECA Back to the Future figures for me for Christmas. And
he did.
Yes, I think he spent some of your Social Security money on that.
He did.
He may have. So I'm sorry if he did, but I mean, it went to a good home. So. It's fine.
He's going to get a talking to after we're done recording this. I'm absurd. I'm not happy right now.
So, you know, obviously, as you guys know, I do have a wrestling figure. Like, my toy room is just strictly wrestling figures. I was trying to get rid of everything else, but I hid all my Batman stuff behind the door. But, you know, I can't get rid of these beautiful Back to the Future figures. You know, it's one of my favorite movies of all time, and the figures are so good. So I think I am going to get like a Detolf and put those in there. But I would love to have the Back to the Future Eagle Moss car. You know, it'd be so sick. But then it gets me thinking, it's like, because I just sold all my Ninja Turtles to Hot Rod Guy, my NECA Turtles. So it's like, man, if they came out with like the turtle van, you know, that would be awesome. Like, you know, it's kind of like one of those things, like you need those cars and those vehicles to like go with it, you know, like the Batmobile. And then, you know, in Star Wars, obviously, you know, they have all their, you know, the Millennium Falcon and all the ships. It's just so cool to kind of have all that with it. So now, do you have any kind of like vehicle? Like, I know you kind of collect all that stuff. Do you have any kind of vehicles at all?
I just have like the Hot Wheels versions.
Okay.
Trying to think, like the NECA is supposed to come out with one for the cartoon Back to the Future DeLorean, but I never saw it hit stores yet.
Wow.
I haven't seen it. I think I saw it on like Big Bad Toy Store for a pre-order, but
you said really?
No, NECA. NECA is supposed to be almost fit the cartoon.
Oh wow!
My grandson's gonna need that. I gotta look this up right now.
On your old Dell computer?
Yeah, no, on her Mac too. Yeah. Apple II or whatever.
Is that the one with like the colored backs? Remember those?
Oh, those ones, yeah.
I didn't
IMAX or whatever.
I didn't know you could cruise the internet on landlines.
Yeah.
They're still functioning. But you believe it.
But I'm glad you're finding something that's functioning.
My grandson's trying to teach me these newfangled ways of the internet. So I don't even know. I'm sorry, I get confused.
So, Brandon, I do want to talk a little bit. I noticed in your background there, you do have, it looks like, quite a few Major Wrestling Figure podcast items in that detail. What are some of the things you have, and what is your favorite piece from the Major Wrestling Figure?
Actually, I'll show you.
Baby.
I'll stand on my little chair here.
Be careful. Use caution.
I just realized that doesn't work because I can't really talk.
But oh, sorry. The best thing I have are the signed Broski Elite 17.
Yeah.
The announcer set with the ladders. And probably the pod belt and shirts.
Yeah, those are pretty cool. I kind of regret I had both the pod belt and shirts, the purple one and the black one, and I sold them.
Oh no.
My grandson, I think, has an extra set. If you're a little nicer to him, maybe he'll be willing to.
All right, we're not asking him to move mountains here. That's going to be hard for him to be.
He might be able to stand next to a mountain, but moving them, that's a different thing.
My grandson can do anything. He can move mountains if he wanted to.
I can chop it down with the edge of my hand.
Oh, there you go.
If you get that reference, Lapuma, you know what that's about.
There you go. One of the items in your collection, and it's something that just blows my mind every time. And maybe like I know the story at this point, but maybe like the listeners, might want to hear about it. But you have that two up head.
Yeah.
I
can show it now.
Yes.
And it was sculpted by John Lucas Reyes. Is that?
Yes, it was sculpted by him. I think it was supposed to be the thing they were working on. I know he did a couple costumes of the guys, but I wasn't sure if it was for those costumes or for what the Valiverse, because doesn't he work with?
I'm not sure. Maybe.
But yeah, it was a cool little two-up. He was doing a auction for charity, so I won that. I was like, that's pretty sweet.
That's awesome.
It was one of one, so.
Yeah, I love that.
Why do you have a severed head of Zack Ryder?
I think we need to get you a little, like a baseball case for that.
I know. I might have to get that.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, that's such a cool piece.
Now, you don't have any cats, do you?
No. I have a dog, but she doesn't come in here. So.
Okay, because you don't want that turning into
popcorn. Razor head. No.
I have 8 cats, and they're the best cats that anyone could ever ask for. They don't touch anything. They don't touch my Hummels. So maybe I can give you some.
What are your cats' names, Grandma?
All 8 of them.
Yes.
Yeah. Gloria.
And that's it. Is all.
Kelvin. Frank.
All right.
Henry. Victoria. Susan. Frank.
Frank Jr. Frank.
Oh, I said that already. I'm sorry. My memory.
Robert. You just had.
And Robert.
Robert and Robert?
Robert and Jeffrey.
You could have just gone the George Foreman way and like name all your kids George.
Georgina, George, George 2, George 3.
My late husband was named George. So
what was his middle name?
Henry.
Okay.
George Henry Husfar. Oh my god, I love this.
D-H-H.
All 8 cats. You're just waiting. They're just waiting for you the day you don't wake up and they just eat you. I don't trust cats. Can't trust cats. No.
They would never.
Cats are ruthless. They're the heels of the pets.
Oh boy. So Brandon, one of my favorite things that you offer to the community, you are definitely a big part of the community. Always, a fun voice in it. And yes. I think it's been a little while since I've seen it, unless I've missed it. But, for a while there, maybe at least like once a week or, a few times a month, you would be doing these hangout sessions, private Zoom sessions where, I don't remember. You call them like Major Mark meetups or.
Yeah, hangouts or whatever.
Yeah, just hangouts. And it's just a way for, so essentially like, we get to do this now and, it's a little more formal, being that it's an interview for a podcast, but, it kind of gives a sense to do this type of thing with whoever wants to jump in and just hang out and get to know each other. Yeah. How did this come about? Are you, the originator? Did you?
I think Carrie was the originator. Yeah, the Secret Santa. And then I was like, we were talking as we were doing it. We're like, oh, this is fun. Like, let's do it again. So I was like, all right, I'll, Carrie is a single mom, so it's like kind of hard for her to like be like, you know, always putting it together. So I was like, oh, sure. Like, I'll just start. Like, I didn't say anything. I was just like, I'll just start kind of offering it, just because. Also, especially after Live 7, people were like, oh, you know, people were being clicky. It's like, well, you didn't talk to them. Why are they going to come up to you automatically, talk without, like, you know, you got to have some kind of thing that connects everybody, which is the podcast and wrestling and collecting. Right. So it's like, you should have like three to four things to talk about already.
Right.
You know, so I was like, oh, maybe that'll help with some of the people that have anxiety, like social anxiety and stuff, just because it does take some of the weight off of it. Cause like, oh, I've talked to this person like on a camera.
Yeah.
Like, I know what you look like. We've talked. And it kind of wouldn't, like, I was hoping would make the live shows or the meetups, you know, familiar. Fun and easy. Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of
like, no, I was just going to say that was a great way to look at it that I never really thought of.
Yeah. I know. I was fortunate enough to be a part of one of those. It was a lot of fun. And, I know, Grandma Hussey, your, grandson, Andrew, and I, we were sitting in the backstage waiting to get on, and there was another Major Mark with us, and he—I don't know if his mic wasn't working or what it was—but he was talking, we couldn't hear him, so we didn't acknowledge it. You know, we couldn't say anything. And then he stood up, and he was in his underwear, and he just,
oh no, oh no!
Yeah, you remember the Grandma Hussey? Can you ask your grandson if he remembers that?
I'll ask him, but put some pants on. Come on. So how can I, can someone's gonna have to teach me how to join these hangouts, because I get lonely. My grandson is always so busy traveling. I never get to see anybody. Can someone let me join in sometime?
Absolutely.
Sure. Yeah, your grandson should be able to help you.
I well, if he's there.
Yeah, if he's there.
I think the folks in this fine community would love to actually converse with Grandma Hussey.
Yeah.
I would love that. I love meeting new people. It's been so long since when I go to the grocery store, I you know, see people, but they just look at me like I'm an old woman, and I love meeting people. So one day, hopefully, when I'm not having my nap.
That, you know, that beard is very full, Grandma Hussey.
What?
Nothing.
My hearing isn't the best nowadays.
Grandma Grizzly Adams over here.
I actually like kind of feel bad for Grandma Hussey.
Should.
I do too.
Hey, like, she stepped into the Thunderdome. She knew what she was getting into.
No, like I'm sad that she's so lonely.
Right.
Oh, well, her son's making towns.
Yeah.
Trying to make it. Just a small town boy living in a lonely world.
And this Jake fellow's always making fun of my grandson. It makes me sad.
Oh no, he froze. Oh, there he is.
Oh, Jake. Did I froze or Jake froze? Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear him.
I thought you were about to sneeze.
I was like, which one froze? me or Jake?
Jake. You froze, Jake. Shit. That's all right.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Well, Panama Red.
There is a hurricane going on right now.
So. Oh yeah, true. Stacy.
Back in Ida,
that was my best friend's name. She's no longer with us, but God bless her soul.
We could have guessed that. Thank you.
You know, I hear back in the '60s, Grandma Hussey was known as Hurricane Hussey, if you know what I mean.
Hurricane Hussey. I heard she was a big. He was a big groupie of superstar Billy Graham.
Hush! My word! I will not.
She loves the Tower of Power.
I will. Oh my word!
The Eiffel Tower of Power.
You watch your mouth, Brandon. I thought you were a nice young man, and now I don't think that so much anymore.
Grandma Hussey, was he too sweet to be sour though?
A lady never kisses and tells, Brandon.
Oh my God!
Have you ever visited
this episode? Is either going to be the funniest or the fucking worst.
Most?
This is a 50% chance of being Botchamania. Yeah,
right. It's so good.
Did you ever attend the oldest ride, longest line?
What does that mean?
Did you ever ride
Richard Flair?
Yeah. No, she didn't have hair. So.
No,
Oh no.
I will not stand for this language. I am a lady. You better treat me that way, Brandon.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's what I like to hear.
Right. Sorry, Mrs. Hussey. Mrs. Husvar.
You better be, Billy. I hear things about you, Billy.
Him and his long hair and his mom's owner.
I'm afraid to ask.
Let's hear what you
I've heard that you come up short in some areas. Mr. Ryder has told me some things. We talk from time to time. My grandson has introduced me. And he said that you're like that fellow from Ghostbusters. And I watched that movie. I enjoyed it. That Bill Murray is an amazing actor.
Oh my God.
If I may say so myself.
He is.
See the dirt sheets now. Matt Cardona in an illicit affair with Grandma Hussey.
If I should ever be so lucky. Do you like my shirt? I love that. John Cena.
I can't see it.
Yeah, I can't see it either. Just like a metal helmet floating.
Oh, I get it. I'm hip with the lingo.
Oh my gosh.
I gotta intervene for a second and try to get back on track here.
Yeah, that's I'd like to.
Brandon,
I'm sorry.
No. It's wonderful. I just feel bad because we're like overcasting on.
Brandon. Oh no, I love it. It's hilarious. But she never answered about the Tower of Power.
Brandon,
the Eiffel Tower. Brandon. Right there.
Yes,
Brandon. Don't let me change my opinion on you. I think you are a lovely young man. So continue, please.
didn't Grandma Hussey say I was a fine Oriental gentleman?
No,
I was just kidding. That's just for me. Don't cancel us more.
No,
it's just no.
Hey, you know, right, it was a different time.
Yeah, different generation.
Grandma Hussey didn't understand that those words were hurtful.
Oh, I would God. Never. I would never.
I almost just said something, but I can't because this, you might have to cut it out if I do. I want to say I'm not going to.
No, we'll say it later. Off language. Camera. We'll take it off camera.
No racism, right. Please.
Okay. So anyway, so Brandon, let's go back to your childhood a little bit. What were three of your favorite toys that you had?
That's easy. The 89 Batmobile, the Ecto-1. And the firehouse.
Awesome. All
accessories.
Yeah, accessories, but then...
Two vehicles and a place to store them.
Yeah. And I those are my toys, but, like, accessories, yeah. Like, I had the Ghostbusters jumpsuit with the proton pack and the trap and everything like that. I'd go to Universal, like, my grandparents, my mom's parents lived in Florida, so we'd go down there a lot, so I'd always go to the Universal, like, the Ghostbusters show.
Yeah.
So I'd always go dressed as, like, a Ghostbuster, and it was just, like... I was obsessed. Like, I just wanted to be a Ghostbuster or Batman.
Right.
And then my fifth grade yearbook, I was like, I want to be WWF champion.
Wow.
Now, see, I always wanted to be the Intercontinental champion.
Oh, look at Mr. Workhorse over here.
I liked the reason why is I liked that belt better.
Oh, okay. It wasn't just because you wanted to become Dave Meltzer's favorite.
No, not at all. I didn't even know who Dave Meltzer. I still don't know who Dave Meltzer.
I know, but that'd be funny if you as a kid being like, "I want to be Dave Meltzer's favorite." Wrestler.
Right. No, I loved, like, I think the whoever the Intercontinental Championship, what you know, or champion was at the time. They, like you said, they were the workhorse for sure, and they just had better matches, and there was just credibility to it. You know, and I loved that. And I just felt like if you had the Intercontinental Championship, you were going to be a world champion soon. You know, it's like, it's guaranteed to happen. So that's why I always wanted, like, I just wanted to be in second place for a while. And then,
eventually,
kind of like with the major fitness challenge.
Exactly. Yeah, man.
Exactly. That's what you're the IC champ of the major fitness challenge.
I'm a two-time runner up, no matter what Sunil says.
Yeah. So I heard Husvar wanted to just be the catering champion.
You shut your mouth, Brandon.
I gotta tell you,
you don't say that about my grandson. He worked very hard for that title.
Actually, have you guys seen the latest picture of Husvar in the Major Fitness Challenge? walking through a parking lot, looking all jacked and shit.
Yeah, he was like, hey, ladies, which way is the bathroom?
Like, yeah, right. I purposely didn't like that because I was jealous of it. So
yeah,
Grandma Hussey took the picture.
Yeah,
no, his trainer took that picture, Billy.
Oh,
are you
get your facts straight?
I got it confused with you and your training sessions back in the day.
Peppermill.
Get your mind right, Billy. I know I'm an old woman and I get confused, but you're a young, strapping man. You shouldn't have those mind thoughts anymore, okay?
Actually, Grandma Hussey, I have a question for you. Would you let Billy Walter Peck mount you?
Absolutely not. My late husband would not be happy with that. God rest his soul.
What was his name again?
George.
George Henry III.
Oh my God, jeez, we're gonna get Billy in trouble. This is what it's gonna be like. Who's this Grandma Huss for?
Right. Hey,
you know somebody's gonna make a fake Grandma Hussey a Twitter account now.
Oh my God,
that'd be hilarious.
Remember somebody made the Jake Shoe account?
Yeah, they made the. Someone was like running rampant with that stuff. Oh, made.
I feel like it was Swaddle.
He blocked it.
And,
he we had a private conversation.
Like, did he think it was you or something?
First, and then I was like, dude, seriously, like, it's not me. Like, I told him, I was like, honestly, I think it's funny. Like, right. I'm not gonna lie and say I don't think I thought it was, but. It's. I swear to God, it's not me. I was like, I don't know who did it.
Yeah, it kind of fast forwarded us to the end of that angle.
Yeah.
So to speak.
Man, it was so good. I kind of wish, because I remember
He's like, it was me. It was me all along, Jake.
Well, I was just messing around. I just it was a joke at first, and then he legit messaged me that he's like a day or two later. Oh my God, did I? I told him the whole story, and I just kind of, he was like, all right, now I'm gonna go with it. And then like a week later, he posted a picture of him holding a shoe, and then it like turned into this whole thing. And but
anyway. He almost threw your shoe in the fire.
Oh my God,
I wish he did. I really wish he did.
Like, legit, when he told me that, I was like, bro, like, I because like I was pretty buzzed at the moment when they tried to pick me up. So, like, I'm pretty sure there would have been some type of physical altercation, you know, because, like, dude, you know, I'm a sneakerhead, you know, like, you don't take it and throw it in the fire. Like, if he would have took it, that would have been one thing, but actually legit thrown it in a fire, I definitely would have lost my temper. So, I'm glad that didn't happen. He was not successful in that. And from now on, any live show I attend, I'm going to stop at Payless before I go there, and I'm gonna buy some cheap ass shoes.
Payless doesn't exist anymore, Jake.
No.
You should know that.
Do they really not?
Yeah, they don't.
No,
I think they closed
they
down.
They closed down. Shit. I used to shop there every day, and now I can't anymore. Now I have to pay over $100 for shoes.
I have to pay more now. Oh my God.
I'll just order some orthopedics.
Yeah, get the Velcro. Get the Velcro.
the rips. I used to call them the rips.
Grandma Hussey, you seem to have a little bit of a British accent.
Where are you from?
Do you remember BK Ratchets?
BK Ratchets? I'm not familiar. My grandson might know. I think actually. I used to watch Legends of the Hidden Temple with him when he was a young lad, and I think I saw a couple of commercials them from
are you
time Steve-O to time.
Macho Matt now?
Yeah.
You lad?
What?
Hey, Grandma Hussey, let's hear your
Macho?
Oh my God. I love
this. This is so off the rails.
Steve-O Macho Hat.
Macho Hat? How could a hat be macho?
Holy moly.
All right, this is way out of control.
So, Brandon.
Yes.
Let's talk more about your Toy Posse show. Now, how long has this been a thing?
I think since 2018. And I think we were, so like the beginning of 2018, like all through, like we were kind of figuring out the format and what we wanted to do with it. So that took like 2 or 3 months. And then I think around July or August of 2018, we started doing episodes. And then like we deleted some, like it was like, oh, the quality just wasn't good now that like,
sure,
we have it down. But,
But yeah, it's probably been going since 2018. The group that started it started in 2016. A friend of mine, Mark, who's on the who's one of the co-hosts, he started a toy group in Minnesota just because him and another friend, also named Mark, were talking about just like, hey, like it'd be cool to get like a network of people together to be like, hey, I checked this Target out. They have this. I was like, oh, don't check this one. Whatever everyone's looking for isn't there. You know, kind of like a network of like, collectors. Really cool. So he started that. I joined a little bit like a couple months later, and then we kind of just started rolling. After like a year in, they started holding shows. Like he started renting out like small buildings after we were doing it at people's like, you know, front yards and stuff, and being like, hey, like make it a garage sale. And then they made it a national toy event, and then I was like, hey, we should do like a podcast or some kind of something just to talk about toys because we all love toys.
Yeah.
You know, we have a built-in audience.
Mm-hmm. And this is all taking place before Major Wrestling Figure Podcast was a thing. Mm-hmm. So, like, being part of a pretty good community of people starting the podcast and all that, when the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast started, you know, what was kind of like the thoughts like amongst everyone? Did it seem like a fun opportunity to disconnect with more people? How many, I know that you've had, that there are people within our community that was part of your community.
Yeah.
And how do you think like, did the majors like kind of like coming out and doing all this stuff, like help grow or, you know, the toy posse or any of that. So like, just, I don't know, kind of talk about like your connections with the major community, the people that you know, have known from it and like how it's helped your show and community.
I think it's gone kind of hand in hand. Like you were saying, it gets a bigger audience. Like probably like 2 years into the Minnesota group, cause it was mainly confined to Minnesota. I was like, we should like start a national group. And Mark had already started one just for like the Midwest, like, you know, Iowa, the Dakotas, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Minnesota. But I was like, let's just make it, because I grew up in Pennsylvania. I've lived in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Maryland, and Minnesota. So it's like, oh, I have a lot of friends that collect back east. You know, I have I'm friends with a married couple that owns a toy store out there, Farpoint Toys. So if you're ever in the Atlantic City area, go check them out. They have a ton of vintage wrestling, Star Wars, Ghostbusters, anything that you can think of.
Grandma Hussey, you should probably take a note to let your grandson know that.
Yes, I would like to know this information, but Brandon, why are there toy possums? Why do you support possums? They're going through my trash all the time, and I have to clean it up. It's extra work for me. Why do you have toy possums?
Because one man's trash is another man's treasure.
Ah, right? You're right about that.
Absolutely.
I love tag sales, so I feel that.
Brandon is a professional in this industry, if you don't know.
Industry, yes. But also, it's cool that there is overlapping, that's cool. Like, oh, you're in Minnesota and you're like a major mark too. That's awesome. But the main thing, it was just funny timing because before they announced it, I had messaged Matt on Twitter just talking about the group and like, hey, like, I'd like to have you on the webcast sometime.
Mm.
And then it was like, oh, sorry. I'm like, oh, like I joked with my, because like the other Chad and Mark aren't too big wrestling fans. They were like older AWA fans and stuff. But I'm kind of just the connection between the major pod network and the posse. But I was like, oh, that's cool that they're doing it. And I always joked like, oh, they took my idea. Like,
sure.
It was just like great time. It was like great minds think alike. And it was just like, I just loved how their mindset was for like just talking about collecting and the like, hey, like whatever you like bringing it. Like once the Facebook group started, it was like, you know, doesn't have to be just wrestling. That's a jump off point. But then, it's like everyone talks about whatever the heck, like Amon or Earring always talks about, you know, all his crazy like bootleg stuff that he likes, or the Skeleton Warriors and
bootleg earrings.
Yes, bootleg earrings. That's what his new name is now. Bootleg earring.
Oh, how cheap? Got to get the real thing.
Cheap heat, Amon. But yeah, it's just, and it's cool just because it's like, no matter what kind of collecting it is, it's still collecting. And it's like, no matter what you collect, you can always find a common ground with other people that collect.
Yeah, for sure. Like, you know, you and, you know, kind of Jake talking about stuff earlier, like I don't think I realized how big of a Ghostbusters fan you are.
Oh yeah, I'm a huge. Like, I was watching that movie way earlier than I should.
That's a top five fandom for me for sure. So that's really cool.
I really popped in first saying Walter Peck. I was like, oh, I love it. I was like, can I please see the containment?
can I please see the storage containment facility?
No.
Like,
you come back with a court order.
I'll get that court order. Oh man, yeah, definitely love the Ghostbusters. Let's talk about Ghostbusters. Like, how big of a fan are you? Like, obviously, you know, the original movies, into the cartoon, toys, the new movie. You ready for the new one coming out? You know, did you read any comics? What are you into?
I was hyped about the new one coming out because it was a continuation. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't hate on the all female one because it was what it was. Because I went in being like, it's another section in the multiverse.
Yeah.
Like, if you can agree that all three Spider-Men can exist in the same world, if the multiverse crosses, then you can, you know. I love the toys, all like cartoons all the way up to Extreme Ghostbusters.
Nice. Don't hear too much Extreme Ghostbusters
talk. Yeah, I love Extreme Ghostbusters, especially the series finale.
Yes. Which
I wish it wasn't the series finale, but
yeah.
But then, like, the comics, like, I had the ones, the real Ghostbusters when growing up, and then I kind of got into the IDW ones. Those were always cool. Yeah. And then when they did the big crossover with, like, real Ghostbusters, movie Ghostbusters,
they all answer the call or something like that. They had a
few. Yeah, they had like the women's. Yeah, they had the women's one in there, yep. And then they had like the continuation of the real Ghostbusters being, or not the real, but the movie Ghostbusters franchising, like the video game. Like, I really like that video game, but my favorite Ghostbusters video game is the Sega one. I played that for hours.
Nice. I don't know that I played it. I never had Sega, and I can't say any of my friends that had Sega had the Ghostbusters game. So
my grandson showed me the Japanese Ghostbusters game. I think it's an import, and it's more accurate to the movies. Not like those. I used to play Atari with my, you know, back in the day, but you know, this one my grandson showed me is way more. Like the movie.
Yeah. I think that was the Sega one because they all looked like Bill Murray, Harold Ramis, and Dan Aykroyd more than the other ones. But
I'm sorry, my memory.
A very underrated game was the arcade game, the real Ghostbusters arcade game, where it was like you are kind of like, it's over top, like an overlooking game where you scroll and you go up and you bust. And like at one point you have to fight like a ghost boxer in like a ring.
Wow.
With your proton packs. It was really weird, but it was like awesome.
Man, I don't recall anything like that. Man, that's cool.
Yeah,
I'll have to look up some videos or something for it.
Yeah, they probably have because now they start with all the cabinets. Like, you can repro the cabinets and stuff. Yeah. I think more people are getting into that game.
Huh, that's awesome. I don't know. Like, I keep jumping from thing to thing just because you know. Grandma Hussey has been a delight.
Yes.
And,
absolutely.
But it does throw me off track a little bit. I wanted to talk some more about the meetups, you know, these Zoom sessions.
Yeah.
Like I said, I think they're such a great time. And a lot of times you kind of like, you know, you'll be like, hey, who wants to come on after boozing? Or, you know, to kind of keep the party going in a sense. Yes.
It's the Asian after party.
Yes, exactly.
That's what you need to
the AAP. I gotta turn it to AAP. All right. That's the new saying now.
Yeah, baby.
I love it.
What have been like some of your, you know, and not that you have to get into like a bunch of like crazy stories or anything, but like You know, because these, you know, some of these sessions actually turn, you know, fairly personal and stuff. But what have some of like your favorite experiences been? Like, who's some people that have jumped on that you've been like, oh man, I never thought they would have came on, or, you know, what are just some of your fun experiences with
it? Kanek came on. Mm-hmm. And the it wasn't shaky, which is very weird, but it was very dark. let's see who else. Shoes came on a couple times. Sunil is always funny when he hops on.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just cool. And then you see, it's just, trying to think of any of the other, like, kind of person, like all of you guys have kind of jumped on before. But it's just cool to see and finally, and actually talk, not just like with texting, like messaging, or like you actually get to hear, because so much stuff gets lost in translation. And
right.
I remember, like, you know, like with AJ, Hot Rod Guy, like, you know, him and I had talked for almost a year, and then I'd never actually spoke with him or anything. And then we met up at Live 7. I saw him and he saw me, and it was like kind of awkward at first. You know, we saw each other across the way, and then we, you know, mingled, and then, you know, now we're really good friends. And it's just, you know, not that we weren't before, but it's just that, you know, you're comfortable behind a computer screen. And then when it's face to face, it's definitely different, you know, because it's like,
And then hopefully those take the edge off of it. So it's not,
even
though when you looked at Hot Rod Guy, that song played, "I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you."
You know, every time I text him or talk with him on the phone now, I'm gonna think about that song now.
or you have to run into his arms like in Dirty Dancing and have you lift you up like
now alive. Had
the time of my life. I don't like that AJ fellow. I don't like him.
Why not?
Actually,
he's muscular for you.
No, I like muscular, but I just don't think he's muscular enough. I think Zack Ryder is a little more muscular than he is, and I like him, but that AJ fellow, he rubs me the wrong way. I don't know. I get a bad impression.
You heard it here first. The Hot Rod Guy doesn't rub Grandma Hussy the right way.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You're correct, Brandon.
Number two. I do have a question for Grandma Hussy real quick. Oh, she left.
She had to go catch Matlock.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 2, 1. Bring her back.
She may have had to have, I don't know.
She had to take her Metamucil. It's okay.
There you go.
She'll clean the pipes out. So,
I'm sorry. I got to a phone call on my dial up and it kicked me off, and I'm back. I'm back all on. Right.
So, Grandma Hussy, I do have a quick question. My good friend Hot Rod Guy told me that you broke his shower. Or I'm sorry, not you, but your grandson. Andrew broke his shower, and I was wondering if you knew anything about that or what happened.
My grandson told me this is not true. The facts are that he went to take the shower, and water was just spurting out of the sides. He's very sorry that it got on the floor, but it wasn't on purpose. It wasn't. AJ, a Hot Rod Guy, whatever your name is, I may not be the biggest fan of you, but my grandson is a big fan, and he's very sorry. So please forgive him. Please.
Did your grandson end up having to take a bath instead of a shower?
It seemed like it.
A sponge bath?
Yes.
I love sponge baths.
AJ, you need a sponge bath. From Hot Rod Guy's tub.
Yeah.
I'm very sorry. He's very sorry about what had happened. So
like a job for Kirk Calkins.
Kirk Calkins.
Bert Calkins.
Absolutely.
Bert Calkins.
But just let me know. I'll get my checkbook out and I'll write you a check for the cost of the whatever's wrong with your shower.
The shower repair.
Don't trust him. Don't trust her, AJ. She's gonna send you an out of state, outdated check.
No, I have plenty of money in my account. I'm from my estate. Yeah. I have plenty of money. Don't worry. That's not an issue.
Grandma Hussy, I need a 96 Dodge Viper TS Coupe.
I'm not a fan of snakes, so I don't know how I can help you out with that.
Sugar Grandma Husfar over here.
Darn.
I'm pretty sure that she would probably be sending him a savings bond.
Yeah, savings bonds, absolutely. You can't go wrong with the savings bond.
Buy war bonds to support the war effort.
43.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Oh,
Brandon, you are a
trooper. You're a trooper, my friend.
Yes, for sure. You are a host of a pod. I mean, it's a vidcast.
Yeah, he has a video cast or webcast.
Yeah.
Or
yeah. So anyway, you are a host. If you had the opportunity to interview, say, someone's grandmother, what kind of questions would you ask?
I don't know. We kind of asked them all, but what about, you know, what was it like to see Freddie Blassie in his prime?
It was incredible. That Freddie Blassie is the best gentleman you could ever see with his cane. He's so strapping. Such a strapping man.
You were that lady who stabbed him in the calf with a pocket knife.
I would never.
That was my friend.
I'm a nice woman.
That was Ida.
Yeah, that was Ida. That was Grandma Hussey's best friend, Ida.
Ida, fuck Ida. Pardon my language. Ida is a no good hussy, and I don't want her around anymore.
She stole Howard Taft from me.
Oh my, this is gold.
I love this.
Gold.
This is gold, Jerry. Gold.
Yeah.
What's gold? I like gold.
This content.
What are you
not bootleg earrings.
Yeah, not bootleg earrings.
Never. Never. Always real. 100% always real.
Yeah. Though we might need to look into a sponsorship from Merrigan's bootleg earrings.
Yes.
I do not endorse this. I will advise my grandson not to endorse bootlegs. All real, all the time. Okay?
Do you make your grandson meatloaf?
No.
Grandma,
I would never subject him to horrible cooking.
Meatloaf is good. Get out of here, Grandma Hussey.
What about beef Wellington?
My grandson doesn't like mushrooms, so I cannot make beef Wellington.
Is it true that you hooked up with Stu Hart?
No, this is not true.
He stretched you in the dungeon?
Brandon! Brandon,
it's an honest question. Stu Hart put you in his book, so dedicated to Grandma Hussey. We didn't know what that was until now.
Brandon, you shut your mouth, Brandon. I don't want to hear your dirty mouth, okay?
Bret Hart hates you for breaking up his family.
I do not know who these Hart fellows are. My grandson talks about some hitman fellow, but that's all I know.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Wow.
Grandma Hussey is a hussy. Wow. Heard it here first.
Don't you talk to me about that. I've been through too much to have some young man talk to me about that.
Have you guys seen a beer league or beer fest?
Yes.
Where they find out that the old German grandma really is a whore.
Yeah, she's like beating the sausage.
Such a dirty movie. Such a dirty movie. I don't like my grandson to watch those kind of things.
I wish that could be the new shirt. Grandma Hussey would just be either that grandma
in some leader holes.
Cloris Leachman, or the old lady from The Simpsons that would always go, "Oh my!" Like, why I never?
Why I never, Brandon? Why do you talk to me this way?
Because the future's now, old lady.
Ooh.
The future's now.
You shut your dirty mouth.
I think Brandon and Grandma Hussey are about to get it on.
There's going to be a blood feud right now. Texas death match,
never.
Grandma
Hussey.
I would never.
I don't like the sight of blood. It makes me faint.
Then I win by count out.
Oh, my God.
All right. So, does anyone have any more questions for Brandon?
I have a question for Brandon. Why do you talk to my grandson and me this way? My family is very, very disappointed in you. I thought you were a very nice young man, and now I don't know what to think anymore. You're gonna give me a heart attack. I don't understand why you have such a dirty mouth, Brandon.
because just, I don't know. I wish I knew. It's just something about Grandma Hussey. You wouldn't answer us about the Eiffel Tower of Power. You wouldn't tell us about your time with Billy Graham and Ric Flair.
That's got to be a shirt now, the Eiffel Tower of Power. Woo!
Woo! And tie-dye. I don't like your language. Right. Please, don't talk to me that way. I'm an old woman.
Yeah, that'll have to be the shirt. It'll have to be Grandma Hussey and Brandon Asia high-fiving over the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
Just be nice to my grandson. That's all I ask.
All right. I'll try to be nice to your grandson. His head's kind of gotten big after he was the Major Fitness champion, but let's get
my word.
He walks around kissing his bicep like Shawn Michaels, and he starts.
Wait, did he?
You know, he doesn't. I'm just kidding. Oh. I just wanted to put that out there that he's just like, as he walks into a room, he just does the Shawn Michaels twirl into the post.
Yeah, right.
That's he's Shawn like, hands Michaels. Off the
merchandise.
Yeah.
That's Shawn Michaels. What a strapping young man.
Yeah, don't forget he's not a boy toy. He's just a sexy boy.
Right? He could be my boy toy any day.
I'm going to clip this and send this to Shawn Michaels. Or it'd be Michael Hickenbottom.
Right. Ay-yi-yi.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Grandma has to get the DM from Shawn Michaels.
Jesus.
As long as I could get my grandson an autograph, I would not be upset by it.
What do you think about the size of Shawn Michaels' autograph?
Oh my God, dude. That's the best thing ever.
I think he has a very nice autograph. He has these nice underlines under it, and I enjoy it. It's very nice.
It's not the size of the autograph, it's the motion of the ocean. It's the stroke of the pen.
Brandon!
Oh, you're too old to get that reference, lady.
We're just signing autographs here. What are you talking about?
If you see a penis, that's your problem. That's a personal problem.
Brandon!
Grandma
Hussey. You watch your mouth, Brandon.
You're going to have to go make sure Grandma Caruso's doing okay here pretty soon.
She's sleeping right now. Please.
He forgot who his actual grandma was.
I'm sorry. My memory's going.
Oh, my God.
I wish I could meet your actual grandmother. Like, hey, you're a gimmick.
Like what are you talking about? I am his grandmother. I am his actual grandmother.
Right. Oh my God, that'd be so creepy. It's just like a mannequin in the corner with old lady clothes on. Like, all right, grandma, calm down.
Brandon, this isn't the movie Psycho, okay, Brandon?
We don't know you like that, Husfar. You could be Husfar Bates over here.
Oh, God.
Brandon!
All right, guess what time it is? It's time for the MWO 4x6s.
Let me get my reading glasses. Let me get them ready for this question.
Holy shit.
You know, you have to send the winner, you know, the Grandma Hussey autograph.
I'll just have my grandson take care of it, but I'll sign whatever you'd like me to.
Wait, I feel like this week's winner for Grandma Hussey should have the Shawn Michaels type signature on it.
I don't understand, but I can ask my grandson what you mean.
A big old Hickenbottom.
big old mushrooms.
Oh, no.
All right. Jesus.
Grandma Hussey doesn't like mushrooms.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
My grandson doesn't like mushrooms. I don't mind.
Oh, you love them.
Oh, wow. Check your DMs, Grandma Hussey. Uh-huh.
What's a DM?
Oh, boy.
Anyway.
Well, people, if you've enjoyed this,
I hope thanks. You
seek counseling.
If you don't enjoy this, we're sorry.
Sorry about your damn luck.
Yeah,
so question time. Oh, boy. So,
there's some
good
ones this week.
I got to scroll through here. There was one that I was really looking at. Whoever's ready can definitely go.
I have my question ready.
Go ahead, Grandma Hussey.
My question is from Craig Richardson. If you each had to pick one member of the major pod hosts you are most like, who would it be? So my grandson, I from from all the stuff he shows me from this major figure wrestling thing show, he seems most like Herc Hawkins fellow. He just seems very quiet like him and very, I don't know, just very kind. Very, very kind. I'm going to say he's most like that Kirk Hawkins fellow.
Okay.
Jake, yes. You are most like that, I'd say Zack Ryder, because you kind of have that same confidence that he does. And Billy, I'd say you're most like that Mark Sterling fellow, because the way you produce your podcast, the podcast, you do an efficient job that he does. That Mark Sterling is a good fellow, and he's just such a nice gentleman, and I feel like you're most like him in that purpose. I'm sorry, I'm a little confused.
Grandma says you shouldn't drink the harder seltzers.
I love harder seltzers. 8%.
He likes harder seltzers.
Can't go wrong.
Minus
he likes harder seltzer.
Minus the seltzer.
Great minds think alike, Jake.
Yeah, baby. Twins, man.
Wow.
I'm gonna agree with that.
Yeah, I'll go with that too.
That actually works really well.
Yeah.
Especially with Jake have like, but I don't know. Husfar has like more AKAs than Broski.
Yeah.
I do love his nicknames.
Yeah? What's your favorite Broski nickname?
The Major King. Or Deathmatch King. I love that hardcore stuff. I said I didn't like blood before, but I secretly like it.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
So good.
So good.
I got to keep up appearances a little bit. I'm an old woman.
All right. I'm ready. Well, I don't. It seems like Grandma Hussey, you and your grandson have many conversations. It seems like he keeps you in the loop of the things that he experiences.
He tries to at least that little asshole.
Wow.
He pisses me off sometimes, but I love him. He's my grandson.
He has grandma heat.
Grandma Hussey's going to show up to Creator Pro on Husfar's first day and just like heckle him. You call that a back bump?
What, I'm going to go with Matthew Wiley. What has been your favorite live show moment since we all four have been to live shows?
Oh, motherfucker.
Jake, you always have every the time, option you to always, go first.
I know, but I was like, I always try to be nice. Anyway, go ahead. I'll pick
some. Yeah.
Me and Brandon.
Yeah, right? Our cheeks.
I know.
Or face cheeks, people. Get your mind out of gutter.
Yeah. Grandma Hussey.
My butt cheeks.
My butt cheeks.
Yeah, that's what Grandma Hussey thought.
Oh,
shut your dirty mouth.
Sorry. So, Grandma Hussey, have you been to a major WF Pod live event?
I've not been to a live event. I don't care for them.
Have you dropped your grandson off and picked him up from one?
No, but he's shown me the videos.
Oh, okay. What would be...
Well, what's the question again? I'm sorry, my memory.
What are some of the favorite moments? What's your favorite moment from a live event?
My grandson tells me a lot of stories of these live shows. I don't know what these things are, but I think his favorite moment was when Max Caster cut a what do they call him, a promo on that Rory Fox, that nasty Rory Fox fellow, and he threw Viagra at him.
Did that make you excited? That young gentleman had some Viagra. Well, technically, it's Blue Chew pills.
Blue Chew, yes. I'm sorry.
Do you enjoy when someone is able to enhance themselves with some Blue Chew?
Oh yes, absolutely. Grandma Hussey doesn't get around as much as she used to back in the day, so
But but Grandma Hussey would not have been into Rory Fox, it sounds.
No, no, absolutely not. Absolutely not. He smells.
He's a dirty homeless hooker.
He looks. Yeah, exactly, Jake. I can agree with you on that. He's a dirty homeless hooker. A hussy, if you will.
Oh my God. That needs to be Rory Fox's new shirt. Always homeless.
Oh, no.
Just kidding. I love you, Rory.
Rory's Grandma a good guy. Hussey, he does not. He's not homeless.
He lives in the library, Hussey.
He lives in an apartment above the library.
No, it's the boiler room.
That sounds homeless to me. No, he's like Frank, if you ask me.
Janitor quarters.
Yeah, he's like Frank Grimes from The Simpsons. He lives above a bowling alley, below a bar.
Yeah.
So you like when Max Caster threw the blue chew at that? At what?
At that dirty Rory Fox. Screw him.
That was like Tyson fighting. That was Tyson fighting the baby. That was a textbook definition of punching down Max Caster, cutting a wrap.
But I will say, since I am wearing his shirt, when his father, John Cena's father, came out, and everyone was apparently singing about John Cena's father, I loved John that Cena's very father. Much.
John Cena's father.
Everyone just stares at Grandma Hussey because she threw the whole rhythm off. Say dad. She's like, John Cena's father. Birth giver. Yeah.
Dude, my face is throwing it off.
Let's see. Favorite moment. I was definitely pretty happy when Live 7 was my first live event. I loved seeing Mr. Kennedy show up. He was one of my favorite wrestlers, towards the end of his WWE run and the work he did in TNA. So him showing up was really cool. Being able to meet him, I really enjoyed that. We'll just go with that. I don't want to, convolute it. So meeting him was really cool.
Thank you for not convoluting it.
Sorry, I don't want to derail anything, but has he ever done any shows for your promotion? Like, has he ever just come in for a signing or?
No, for PWP, okay. No. I believe there's been discussions at points, but no, nothing.
Okay, because I want to make a show down there. Because, like I said before, like my girlfriend's sister-in-law and her brother live down in the Omaha area. Mm-hmm. So I definitely want to make a show.
No, that'd be great. I would I'd take care of you and make sure you got in.
He's like, nah, you have a picture of me. Like, don't let this guy in.
I have, for my favorite live show moment, I have to go with Live 7. However, this is, I guess technically it's not really part of the show, but the after party.
Yeah.
Was...
That's kind of where I was going to. Yeah, like, I didn't want to overly convolute by not so. Right. But yeah,
it has to be talked about though.
Because
it was just like, I was at 6 and 7. Unfortunately, I didn't make it to 8 or 9. I don't think I'm going to be able to make it to 10. I'll try, but we'll see. But it was just such a surreal moment. You know, it was like we had all decided, hey, let's go to the bar and just hang out and do what we're going to do. So I was waiting on the floor, waiting for the elevator to come up or come down. And door opens up and Matt, Brian, Mark, Swoggle. Or no, Swoggle wasn't
there. Swoggle came later.
No, he came later. But there was a couple other guys. Maybe CPA and Shoes. A few. Shoes was in there. Was
Bogeyman there? Guys
was,
we ran into him at the bar.
But this was at the elevator. And I'm just standing there. I'm like, I think Mary Kate was with me.
Yeah.
And and then
Mark
and Matt
Bitters. Yeah. AKA Dan.
Who the hell's Dan?
Who the hell's Dan? Yeah. And I was just like, the door opened and I was like, holy shit. And Matt's like, what's up? What are you guys doing? And I'm like, we're going to the bar. What are you doing? He's like, oh, we're going too. Like, come with us. I'm like, all right, sweet. So we all went down and I think I texted Billy, Andrew, and we went down there and dude, we just hung out all night with the guys. It was just, we were eating pizza and, kissing Rory on the neck. And, it was just a blast. It was so much fun. Dry lip Andy.
I don't like that shirt. My grandson, I washed his mouth out with soap after I heard what he did with Rory. I don't condone it.
You should have used moisturized soap, and then his lips would have been dry.
Yeah, you should have used Dove. Yeah. I feel like Seven's just legendary just because of how small it was, so the guys had time to interact. It was like a whole weekend. And I feel like if they do come back, because I feel like they will for Swoggle. Like, if Swoggle, if it works out for everyone's, like, schedule, like, it could happen again, which would be cool. Like, I was going to go to that one, but I was like, I don't know about, like, I just gotten vaccinated, and I was like, I'll wait. Sure. Just,
yeah,
you know, I'll wait till it gets better.
I mean, honestly, it's scary times right now. You don't know what the hell. You know.
But yeah. I want to make it to another one. I was only at 8, and I loved when Nick Gage came in and threw CPA over someone's table. You were
real close to
that. I was, like, the next table over, and they're like, yeah, good thing I didn't hit my crab cakes. Everyone's just like, good thing you didn't hit my food.
Right.
Yeah, no, because you were on the opposite side of us. So, yeah, you were real close to that Nick Gage deal. So,
That was, like, my one regret was I got too, like, zooted, too blasted before the meet and greet. So then, like, Mark was like, oh, yeah, this is the dude from Boozing with the Toys. I was like, yeah. Because I was like, I didn't know what to say. I was, like, so gone. Like,
oh, right. Yeah, because you usually come in as, like, Funaki and...
Dude, I'm the Fat Funaki of the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast.
Where's Fat Funaki?
Just because it's like, that's like, I was always like, growing up as like an Asian kid in the Attitude Era, it's like, I just had Funaki and then Jimmy Wang Yang. Like, Funaki, like Kai and Tai.
Yeah.
And then like that, and then it was like, oh, yay, like Asuka and Shinsuke won the Royal Rumbles. And then you saw what happened to that. And I was like, no offense, but it's like, being adopted, it's like, I don't have that accent. So it's like, kind of like, why are you going to have them talk like, I no, don't speak English, and then he's gonna keep low blowing AJ. And it's like I'd like to have, like, you know, if I like an American born or so, like an Asian person that can be on the mic, you know.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
which I'm sure, I mean, Funaki has like a Texas accent by now probably, because everyone from like John Cena, everyone's like, dude, the dude's been living in Texas for 20 years, you can't tell me you still have like that like. Or like when Cena was talking about riding with Tajiri, and he wakes up, and all of a sudden he's like, "Oh, can we go get a Whopper?"
It's Tajiri would always be the very stereotypical, like, "Huh, what, pay?"
And then he like say something like in perfect English, like,
"Yo, man, can we stop get Burger King?"
He's like, "Congratulations for knowing the gimmick."
Right.
Right, but no, I get that, and like, not at all trying to go into like Joey Hudson would put it, you know, the SJW situation.
Yeah,
you know,
no, but like, I get it.
But no, I get it. Like, I bet it does. I mean, even for me, it gets a little silly when it's just like, okay, we get it. They have very thick Asian accents. Like, do you really have to over-exploit that? Like, and just
it worked so well goofy for the choppy choppy or PP with Val Venus. That was perfect. I was like, that is hilarious. And then getting saved by... what's his
John Wayne Bobbitt. I was there for that. That was in Omaha.
That is hilarious.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Notwithstanding what Val has done now as Sean Morley, but
sure. Yep. Definitely. Some interesting times. So you just basically like embraced like, yep, I'm the Funaki guy.
Yeah, I should be like, indeed. Instead of that, you'd be like, indubitably.
Ah, that's funny. Okay, so when we have the picture of you and Grandma Hussey Eiffel Towering the Eiffel Tower, we'll have like a little word bubble that says indubitably.
Yes, exactly.
Paris is very lovely.
Oh, you've been there?
Yes, many times.
She was there. George. She was there post World War II.
Post and pre.
All right, Jake, you have to ask or answer a question.
What's the question?
No, your question.
It's your turn to pick one.
Oh, yeah. So
let me guess, Michael LaPuma.
He didn't ask that to me.
Bro, why do you, like, which Hogan do you like the best, bro?
I mean, Hogan Series 3, bro. Hasbro.
Right.
That's right.
Oh, my God. That should
be the only reason why he likes Hasbro.
That should be his t-shirt, his face, and just his Hasbro.
Oh, God, that's funny. All right, I'm going to go with Josh Mead. What is your fave arena, stadium, rec center, bingo hall, etc. that you have been to for a wrestling event, and why? For me, I've been to a few, You know, there was some big ones, a couple small ones, but I'm going to go with it was the Gundarena back in the day in Cleveland. Now it's the Quicken Loans. Actually, it's the Rocket Field, Rocket Loans Field Mortgage House something. I don't know. Well, it's okay. Got the biggest, I don't know. They keep.
I heard they're going to change it to Please Like Us for Cleveland.
Probably. It wouldn't surprise me. But yeah, I remember they had just such cool shows there. I went to a bunch of concerts there, a few Aerosmith concerts. There was an Aerosmith question this week. I almost asked it, but I didn't. But maybe next week if you ask. but there was some really cool. I think I went there the most for wrestling shows. So that those have my fondest memories. And the one big one that stands out to me, it was like 95. I remember it was like the Allied Powers against Yokozuna and the 1-2-3 Kids. So it was like Luger and British Bulldog. That was like the main event. Then, you know, it was just, you know, the end of the New Gen era. And it was just, that was, you know, what I was really into. And it was a lot of fun. So that was, I got to go with the Gundarena. That was my favorite place to go because that's where I went the most.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose, you know, kind of a similar situation, the Omaha Civic Auditorium, which isn't up anymore, was torn down. But, I mean, I saw my very first concert there, which was Kiss. I saw my very first wrestling event there, which was In Your House, Good Friends, Better Enemies. And then I saw several, you know, Monday Night Raws after that there. And, yeah, you know, it's like, I think nowadays, like, big arenas are all kind of similar. You know, the more that, you know, like, they all have to, like, meet, like, certain, you know, requirements and looks and stuff. Like, the outside of them are always, you know, like, a little different, but the inside is always kind of the same. And it felt like arenas back in the day all had kind of their own structure to it that made them feel kind of unique. And the Civic Auditorium definitely had that. And then I'll say, you know, just to throw in something a little different as well, when I went to Dallas for WrestleMania 32, my wife and I went to a whole bunch of like indie shows, and most of them took place. I don't even remember the name of the place, to be honest, but it was like this old school like Western saloon in a sense. Like, it was just super cool looking. Like, it, like, they had barbecue there, you know, they had the swinging doors, like a lot of like old, like wood, you know, paneling and stuff. Like, it was just a really unique place, super neat. And, you know, getting to see people like, you know, Ricochet, you know, wrestle there before he went to WWE and, you know, stuff like that was super cool. So
Nick Lachey.
Yes. Nick Lachey was a wrestler. Before he was in the Backstreet Boys.
98 degrees, man.
That's what I meant.
Tomato, tomato.
Right. Why do I know
that? Don't interrupt me, Jake. My grandson
Jacob.
My grandson.
He's my government name.
Hey, don't you interrupt me one more time, and I will tell my grandson, okay?
I'll tell your grandson to shave that fucking hairy beaver.
I will not stand for that language. My grandson talks very highly of Daly's Place in Florida. He went to his first show. It's some card-related thing. Double or nothing. Yes. Or nothing.
He went to play the slots there.
Yes, I'm one big on the slots a lot.
Do you like playing the slots a little bit?
Billy, I will not stand for that language. You shut your mouth, okay? Little one.
Didn't know what he used to say about you, Grandma Hussie?
Brandon, I don't want to hear it. I have scolded many of my children, and I will not hear it, okay?
Don't you threaten me with a good time, Grandma Hussie.
Brandon, my word. So he talks about in Florida, Double or Nothing show in A&W?
Yes.
They make root beer?
Root beer, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. A&W, he had the best time. He saw his favorite wrestler, Kenny Lambda. Oh, Kenny Loggins. Omega. Kenny Loggins. Oh, my word. Kenny Omega.
Oh, shit.
And he had the best time. He got to go to two different shows there, and he got to meet a lot of these young wrestlers at this fan meetup thing. And he talks very highly about it, so I'm going to go with Daly's Place in Jacksonville, Florida, for Double Down, the Double Down show.
Does Kenny Loggins make you hot to trot?
Oh, Danger Zone? Danger Zone is one of my all-time favorites. That Tom Cruise.
Is that
my word?
Is that the nickname for your the Danger Zone?
Billy,
the moist regions.
You shut your perverted mouth now, or I will call your grandmother, Billy. Oh, Jake, yeah. Do not interrupt me. I will not have it.
Oh my god. This is the content we deserve, right?
You're damn right, oh, Brandon. God. You're damn right.
Hey, watch Brandon. It there.
I had an idea for Kenny Omega shirt.
I am an old woman, and I get to swear. I've gone through it all, Billy.
She was alive. She was alive when the word "fuck" was invented.
Brandon, I don't want to hear that language.
Well, you're gonna have to speak the language because it's time for Grandma Hussy to take us out.
What do you mean, take you out? I don't want to spend my money on you perverts anymore. Okay, I maybe would have considered it before this recording or whatever you call it, but all of you are bad influences on my grandson, and I don't condone it.
We would like you to play some music so we can end the episode.
Oh, some music. So play my old-timey music, please.
I got Galoom, a Hasbro Dusty. I got the merch that drives the marks, while the ring-worn gear, they wanna wear it. H-A-R-D, just like Blue Chew. I'm just a major mark.
Major mark.
I'm not a toy boy.
Toy boy.
I'm just a major mark.
Major mark.
I'm not a toy boy.
Toy boy.
Claim all the figs. Claim all the merch. Like Super Gabby. You already know the Michael Jordan. And Scottie Pippen. With Phil Jackson. Always scratching that itch. I'm just a major mark.
Major mark.
I'm not a toy boy.
Toy boy.
I'm just a major mark.
Major mark.
I'm not a toy boy.
Toy boy.
Hey, all you major marks. Claim all that merchandise.